Hey there, prayer warriors. Mark here, and just welcome back. It's been a great week, and I just hope that your prayer life is just continuing to grow through this series. And let's just open in prayer. And dear Lord, we just give thanks. We shout out to you. We call out to you. We cry out to you. We pray for wisdom and guidance. Speak to us today, Lord, in that small voice. We pray that we listen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, yeah, it's a good week, and we're still, you know, there in 1 and 2 Kings, probably written by Jeremiah the prophet, and we're talking about Elijah the Tishbite. And so today we're going to make that transition. You know, we talked about Elijah in the last couple of weeks. Just, you know, he confronted Ahab, and he went off on his own. God is directing him through this drought, and he goes back and confronts Ahab again. And Ahab, remember, has that evil wife, Jezebel, and they worship Baal and the female goddesses, and, you know, they have split off the northern kingdoms from the southern kingdoms. And so we're talking about the northern kingdoms right now that Ahab is over. And so then Elijah, he says, okay, I'm going to show you who's really God. And we see the prophets coming up, and the bad guys, and they're all up there. They're calling on their God, and nothing happens. And Elijah, a man of one, calls upon God, and God answers, just in flames of fire, and just absolutely amazing. But then the next day after all of this, you know, Jezebel says, dude, you're going to be dead tomorrow. And Elijah just freaks, and he takes off to himself, and then we find Elijah out there by himself, and he prays. And that prayer is just, you know, it strikes us so much. And it says, it's enough now, Lord, take my life, for I'm no better than my father's. He was praying that he might die, which is absolutely incredible. This mighty prayer warrior, this man of God. And I'm sure we feel that way sometimes too. But let's see what happens. And this angel comes by and says, no, get up. You're going to go on a journey for 40 days and 40 nights. Pretty significant. Haven't we heard that about in the New Testament someplace? And he does. He goes, heads south, and he goes to Mount Horeb, which is quite a way south down in that Saudi Arabia, that Arabian desert down on the peninsula, south of Israel, where Moses, you know, was in the earlier days. And he's down there, and he's in a cave, and I'm sure he's on a big bummer, and he's in there, and God comes to him and says, what are you doing here, Elijah? And Elijah responds, I've been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel, because they forsook you and built other altars. And he says, I alone am left. I mean, he's on this bummer. He's sitting on the couch. He's gotten back out of the game. He's left the field. And he's in there feeling sorry for himself. And God turns around and says, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains, broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And so we're reading in 1 Kings 19, verse 11. And here it comes. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. A still small voice. How often do we have that chance to just be one-on-one with God and hear his still small voice? And Elijah heard it and wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And suddenly the voice came to him saying, what are you doing, Elijah? What are you doing here? And he repeated it, and he says, I've been zealous, and da-da-da-da. And what God tell him? Get off the couch. Well, maybe not in those terms, but he says, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And so it's like, whoa, dude, it's that still small voice. When we take ourselves off the field, when we take ourselves out of the fight, we forget to read God's word. We give up on prayer. We saw 40 days before, he just said, God, I want to die. And now he's on this bummer down there in the southern part, south of Israel, and just saying, I'm all alone. But as we take a look at it, God turns to him and says, go return your own way, and you're going to do some of these other things and against the king of Syria. And he says, I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. And it was like crazed. You know, here he is 1 minute thinking he's all alone. And we do that. We internalize those things, don't we? We go sit on the couch. We go sit in our bed. We lay in bed. We don't want to get out. But we have to listen to that still small voice, because God is there and he is taking care of us. We just have to cry out to him. And he also, on the trip back, he finds Elisha. That's Elisha, who is going to be his successor, and he coaches him. And then we go into, you know, the last parts of 1 Kings, where the battle with Syria and the king of Syria, and Ahab is in fact killed on the battlefield. We get into 2 Kings, and here's Elijah and Elisha. You know, he's coaching as the mentor. And men, we need to be mentors to the younger generations. Ladies, we need to mentor to the younger generations, just as Elijah and Elisha did, that God commanded him to do, and we need to listen to his small voice. And so the son of Ahab takes over as king of the northern kingdoms, and his name was Ahaziah, and he had fallen through some, you know, he got in an accident, fell through the roof of his place, probably in the castle someplace, and he was injured, laying in bed, and he says, oh, go out to the prophets of Baal and ask him what I'm going to do. Well, the word got to Elijah, and Elijah comes back and says, dude, you're going to die. And so the king is freaking now, the son of Ahab, and he goes, hey, go out there and kill the guy. Well, the first 50 guys go out there to kill him, and Elijah, that man of God, that prayer warrior, calls down to God and says, God, consume them with fire. And poof, the first 50 troopers, you know, they all die. And so, you know, the son of Ahab, the king, says, okay, I'm going to send another 50. And he sends another 50 out. And what happens? Elijah called down fire. Boom, they're gone too. The third bunch of 50, the captain and his men come out there, and he says, who are you? And he says, well, I'm the captain, I got a message. He says, but wait, not so fast, dude. And so what happens is he understands what Elijah is doing, and Elijah goes up and tells the king, hey, you're gonna die, because my God is God, not yours. So, you know, he's teaching these people to worship our God, not a God that is a pinup God, a God that's just a statue. Who are we worshiping these days? Who are we praying to? Are we praying to the dollar, our jobs, our, you know, who are we praying to? We need to be praying to God. We need to be listening to his small voice, because then what happens is Elijah's turning over the mantle to Elisha. And they're standing down by the Jordan River. And here's how it ends. The two are standing there. And he said, then it happened as they continued on and talked. Right here in 2 Kings 2:11. And so these two guys were talking. And that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Praise God. This is Elijah the Tishbite, who's just like us. He listened to God. He ran away from God. He prays to God. He cries out to God. And I encourage each of us today to go into that quiet space and listen for God. What is he telling us today? Pray to God. Cry out to God today. Pull over the car. Have a moment by yourself, just so we can listen to his Holy Spirit. What is he telling us today? Pray, study his word, and listen to that still small voice. Well, I just want to say, have an amazing week. Praise God and pray. Thank you.
Thank you.